And we have our friend Tony Wong on the line. You know, you have to say, Dan, the senator really, really is on top of all of these things. And this state insurance department, what they are going to do, the hearings, the 14th of June.
Which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. I tell you, it just seems they're piling on. They really are.
Well, we're going to find out. Joining us in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, he's the state senator from the 28th District. He joined us during our AARP end of the legislative session broadcast last week at the Capitol. State Senator Tony Wong. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. Good to be with you.
Say, Senator, again, here we go. What is this going to do? 33.8%? 17.5% increases? I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, Brad, it feels like deja vu all over again. Literally a year ago last year, we had a public hearing of excessive increases. It seems like it has been an annual issue in regards to health care insurance rates increasing. Now, we are having 10 health insurers with their rate increases for next year averaging 15% to, as you said, 33.8% for individual plans. And it's attributed to the effects of the current Affordable Care Act of President Obama. You know, the combined rate increases of cumulative rate increases that have been in excess of nearly 100% for the past 4 or 5 years, you know, the reality is, under the Affordable Care Act, health care insurance is anything but affordable.
Well, Senator, the thing which makes this so frustrating is these insurance companies come in with their proposed rate hikes, and they really jack them up so that if the state knocks it down a bit, they're still getting their double-digit rate hikes.
Right. Well, it's sort of like how kids do it. You know, if they want to get something, they'll ask for 100 and hope that you give them 25. But it unfortunately impacts the psyche and unfortunately the ability for people who depend on health insurance. It isn't a luxury. It is a necessity. And the problem is we have no transparency. And it feels like it's a rigged game to the consumer. I hear that so many times from people up and down the street that we represent, the fact that health insurance is not a luxury, and it's something that they need for themselves and their family. And at the end of the day, it has become unaffordable, and there is no transparency. And the problem is people don't fully understand health insurance costs. And how many people, until you have done this job this morning to share with people, that there is a public hearing looking for people's feedback and responses? It's been under the dark of night. It is absolutely frustrating. There is no predictability. There is no transparency. And unfortunately, at this rate, it is absolutely unsustainable. It is hurting people who are trying to do the right things for their family. It's absolutely frustrating. And the problem is, it's not just this year. It's not just last year. These rate increases have been cumulative for the last 4 to 5 to 6 years. We've railed against it every single year. The people are hurting, and they're not being heard.
Okay, now, do they have a shot this time, do you think?
To be heard.
Well, to be heard, to be heard.
Well, it's very short notice. They have the ability until, I believe, early July to submit testimony. But the problem is people are so consumed by all the challenges of everyday life, they really don't know about this. And I appreciate you sharing this, having an opportunity to do so. So, yes, speak loud, speak effectively, and let people know. And the fact is 33.8% is something that is unacceptable.
Wow. I can't believe when I got the figures this morning, 33.8%.
We've got a lot to explore in this area, so Senator, hold that thought. I know Brad's going to check sports, and I know you're going to be happy because Aaron Judge, Senator, hit another home run last night, and the Yankees won on the West Coast, so that's got to make you happy.
It is, but I can't wait to go see the Yard Goats with
you. Well, you got to let me know.
They're playing tonight.
It's Inc. Anthem is requesting an average of 33.8% for policies marketed both on and off the state exchange, Access Health Connecticut. And Connecticut has requested an average increase of 17.5% for policies sold exclusively on the exchange. Now, Senator, this is key, because if these increases are approved, even if they're approved at a double-digit increase, but not at what is being requested by the two companies, when we're talking about the health insurance exchange, you're essentially talking about money that the taxpayers pick up, because as we know, when it comes to health insurance, the person on the exchange just pays some of that premium, and the rest is picked up by the taxpayers, right?
Well, it's been cited by many times by the insurance companies, along with the insurance department, that it has been a overwhelming, excessive burden of cost increases, and it is due to the Affordable Care Act. I know people may want to say that Trump Care, it may have an impact. Here's the reality. Trump Care is not the law of the state. It is the Affordable Care Act that is putting the incredible pressure and burden on how we are paying for health care costs for the consumer. And the fact is, like you said, Dan, 33.8% on the heels of a rate increase that was passed last year and the year, 2 years before that, this is absolutely unacceptable. And the problem is nobody has an understanding of how those costs are being justified.
Senator.
And that's the frustration.
Senator, one of the things that has bothered me, and I've talked to a lot of people, is no matter how much we all talk, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It stays the same.
It really does feel that way, but that doesn't mean we give up, because we need to be loud, we need to be clear that we are not going to accept this. So, as I said, there is a public hearing tomorrow, and what we're looking to do is, I have personally attended last year's to hand-deliver letters and issues raised by the public, and I'm going to do that tomorrow again. And if I may, ask your listeners if they've been impacted and they've been squeezed by the excessive cost of health care insurance rate increases, write to me. I will hand deliver your notices to the insurance department and make sure that your thoughts and concerns are heard.
Now, how can they do that, Senator?
You can go to my website, Senator Huang, HWANG.com. There is a link to the article, and then I will get you the details, and you can send me the email, and I will print them, and I will hand deliver them tomorrow, just as I did last year in sitting through the hearing. It's remarkable, though, you know, when we talk about public hearing up at Hartford, where people can easily get to, this is held at the insurance department on, I believe, Market Street, where parking's inconvenient, where timing's inconvenient. They don't make it any easier for people like you and I to get there. It seems like there is a army load of insurance executives, insurance consultants, but the general public, who can make the time in the middle of the day to go voice their frustration?
That's true.
People got to go
to
work.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, again, as I said to you earlier in our conversation this morning, Senator Wong, it just seems that we talk about it. Dan does. I do. And we have been on top of this to help our listeners. We know. We hear from them. And it just is so frustrating that the insurance companies just keep doing what they want to do and are successful.
Well, I think the other thing I would add is this, Brad. Legislators need to have the sense of outrage that I have, and the general public needs to make that connection with their legislators. And the reason is this. State employees, you know, we're talking about the 800-pound gorilla of the state budget and our excessive costs and rising ability to deliver government services and goods and state employees. Here's the deal. The state employee's health care plan has virtually no deductible, has virtually steady stream of fees that is subsidized by taxpayers. if nothing else, what we are experiencing right now in the general public has to be shared in shared sacrifices with state employees as we talk about the budget.
But there's
if we
no...
never made a compare and contrast versus what state employees' health insurance benefits are, people would be outraged as well.
Now, Senator, does that include this renegotiated package between the governor and CBAC leadership, that it's still a sweetheart deal as far as benefits are concerned?
Well, that is where the Republican budget proposal differs from the Democrats and the governor's. We do believe that that everyone needs to step up, and that includes our hardworking state employee unions and the benefit packages that they have, particularly in the context of these kind of rate increases, these kind of cost burdens that are borne by the taxpayers that are, in essence, the employers of state employees. If you ever did a compare and contrast versus the benefit and the cost of benefits as compared to the general public, there's a lot of room for shared sacrifice. And in fact, as I was doing this, I was looking at the comparison. It's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. When I talk people having $10,000 to $15,000 deductibles, and when they hear that state employees' health benefit could be $350 or virtually zero if they participate in the wellness program, it just sends shock to them.
Wow. Wow.
And this is after the latest negotiations, you're saying?
Well, the fact is, it was the negotiations were frozen because of the agreement Governor Malloy, in his first budget iteration, in virtually giving a 5-year extension of benefit freezes as well as the no layoff provision. And that's the other part of the frustration when we talked about it, as the Senate budget, Republican budget proposes, the fact that in exchange for the concessions that the union was giving, the real calculations was we would virtually give, in my opinion, insufficient concessions for another 5-year guarantee of extending the contract where there is no layoffs and we can't touch any of the benefit discussions, and that is too high the price. We need everybody to contribute. And that is not just state employees. You know, legislators are state employees. We've shown in the Republican budget to step up and make the shared sacrifice. We have to represent the people and sympathize and act in accordance to be respectful of them.
You know what people say? Nothing ever changes over on the Hill. This is what they say. And it doesn't. It doesn't. Truthfully, it doesn't.
Well, Brad, I can offer a hint of optimism because the fact is there is an 18-18 tie in the Senate. And because we do not have a budget, and I know it's a real point of frustration, it is one for me, because it puts incredible burden and uncertainty to our municipalities, to our educational systems, but in an ironic way, I also optimistically say it is a change for possibly the better of the future of how we run our state and how government has to be more responsive. Because, as you remember, the past two budgets, simple Democratic majority along with the governor. So this year, because of the parity, we don't have a budget because there's real dialogue. There's real respect for a no-tax increase, and that has been the quandary.
Senator,
we're all ready to get back to work, but we need to make that decision.
Senator, we're out of time, but as always, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.